There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This came up because one of my friends was like, is Fast Car awesome or terrible? I was like, what are you talking about? Fast Car from Tracy Chapman is awesome. Like when you hear it, you go, I forgot that song was so good.
Come on.
Because you sing all the words with it. Like, how do you even think the song is not amazing?
You got a fast car. Now I got a ticket to anywhere. Been looking for a convenience store.
I'm not sure that's how it goes exactly.
I don't think that's the line.
Let's hear it.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
Yeah, no, no convenience store.
But that's a jam, right? We all agree with that?
Yes.
I remember when
you forget about it for a while, and then when it comes on, you go, oh, that's my song. So we'll go around the room. You haven't heard it in a while, but it comes on, and you go, oh, that's a jam. Amy?
I mean, I have to jam out to this. It's Sublime, What I Got.
Yeah. Loving
is what I got. I said remember that. Loving is what I got.
And you forget about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got
my dog runs away. Oh, I don't know where party's at.
No, you can sing whatever you want.
Okay.
It's all the same.
Okay. Okay. Let me see what I remember. I don't cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay.
What?
I don't get angry when my mom smokes
pot. Oh, boy.
It's the bottle that goes right to the right. It's all the same.
Good.
Living do and die is on the
living minute. With Louie's dog is the only way to stay sane.
Oh, see, I go, yeah. Live or do or die is the only way to stay sane.
That's how I do it. Listen, I was thinking about a convenience store a minute ago.
In a fast car.
Yeah, we're just doing our own thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Lunchbox.
Oh, man, this is the jam. Lit, my own worst enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's old school.
That's a good one.
This is so good.
Can you
please tell me? Please tell me why.
That's good.
The car is in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on.
Dude.
What's up?
That's a jam.
That's a jam.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And you forget about it being such a jam. They were in the bowling alley in that video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, our video guy, what did you
man, get? I forgot about this band, Fun. And when I hear Carry On,
oh,
come on.
Oh, it's so good.
Carry On, Carry On. Yeah.
Carry On.
Yeah, it's good.
May your past be the sound.
Fun, they were awesome.
Dude, they were so good. They're done? They break up?
Yeah. The one guy's in Bleachers.
Yes, I knew that.
And then Nate Russ is doing solo.
Carry On, that dude can sing.
You know, I picked one of my own, too, and oddly, it's another Tracy Chapman song.
Oh, yeah. She had two?
Oh, no, her other one was...
Dude, what is it?
Just As, when it comes on, you go, I gotta sing it all.
Let me hear this.
Give me one reason
to stay. Come on.
Yeah.
And I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here. And I'll turn right back around.
Talking about song.
Oh, she might be my wheelhouse.
Oh, you mean her vocal
really,
range?
Amy?
And I told you that lonely.
Go ahead.
You gotta make me change my mind.
Dang,
okay, Amy.
Good.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't want no one to squeeze me. If I take away my life.
Man.
Dude.
Thank Steve. You.
That might be your wheelhouse, too.
It's all the wheelhouses.
Good job.
So these are songs that you don't hear for a while, and they come on, and you go, oh, that's the jam. Morgan, number two, do you have one?
Yeah, it's Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, wasn't that like yesterday?
It came out last year.
She's 24. That's good. The jam, too. Yeah, it's a fun segment, huh?
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
We're going to do a segment called Cry Me a River. Something kind of annoying, but probably not worth complaining about that you complain about anyway. Cry me a river. Amy, you're up.
Well, my son came home from school saying that he needed some change from his piggy bank to take to school because his teacher told him, hey, if you bring money, you can buy chips.
But why is that annoying?
Why did she have to tell him that?
Oh, you lie for him to not know he can buy chips.
Yeah, like he doesn't need the chips. And we packed his lunch. He took his lunch, like a healthy lunch. We got it. Like, I don't need suggestion, like, to put that in his mind to where he can, like, get money to go buy chips because he doesn't need chips.
But does he hang out with all the other kids and they, like, he sees all the other food they have?
That's fine. We don't always have to have what everybody else has.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay, okay. Cry me a river.
But I was just like, come on, teacher. Right?
No one says anything.
It's a chip. Yep. All right, Lunchbox, cry me a river.
I made an online appointment to get my oil changed at 11 a.m. I showed up at the business at 11 a.m., gave him my keys. I sat there for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
2.5 hours because I kept thinking, oh, they got to be almost done. They got to be almost done. If you have an 11 o'clock appointment, it should get in at 11 a.m. and be done by 11:30.
I'm surprised you lasted that long.
I've given him my keys. And I figured by the time I go get my keys, maybe my car's next. So if I leave somewhere and go somewhere else, I'm just going to waste as much time. I didn't know it was going to take 2.5 hours. Oh, wasted my whole day.
Cry me a river. Raymundo, our audio guy, what do you have over there?
Yeah, probably in the last month, I've spent about $40 on car washes where I live, my apartment. Apparently, it's migrating season. There's a bunch of birds. Every night, they crap on our cars. You can't even see out of your windshield. So it's like, oh, now time to go get another car wash, guys. The birds crapped again last night.
I have a very brief one. My yard is full of phone books. This is phone book season. Mm-hmm. And there are 4 phone books in my yard. Yeah. And I will not go walk out there and pick them up.
Oh. Hmm.
Who would use a phone book?
I don't know.
Who's going to pick them up?
We got a phone book.
I guess I'm going to have to eventually. Any other ones?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Dude. Online shopping at Walmart with a pickup has changed my life. You go online, you get whatever you want, and then you drive up there and they deliver in your car, right? It's amazing. The only problem is every item has its own bag. So when I get home and I order 50 items, I have 50 plastic bags left.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
What am I going to do with 50 bags?
I didn't know they wrapped every item like that.
Every single item has its own bag.
Oh, I mean, that's a pretty good cry. Yeah, copyright. I feel like this has turned into ballad cries, though.
The
segments will be dumb cries. Now we're actually crying about valid things.
We have valid arguments.
Yeah, that's too many plastic bags.
Amy's kids' nutrition, the environment.
Yeah. Waiting too long at the oil change place.
I would have just left. There's no way I went in 2.5 hours. Like, hey, can I get my keys back? Like, if you can't, I made this appointment here. Can you promise me it's going to be the next 15 minutes? Because if not, I'm going to go ahead and go somewhere else. That's what I would have done.
Well, for 30 minutes, my car was in there. The hood was up. And the guy was on a smoke break.
No, well,
because I sat there and watched my car, and saw him smoking a cigarette outside. Just woohoo!
I thought you were like Mr. Get Stuff Done.
Well, I mean, I almost went out and stomped a cigarette out, but
Come on, get out of here.
Bobby Bones is on.
Eddie, why do you always think everything's about you being Mexican?
What do you mean, dude? What did I say this time?
Eddie's at the store, and the fish guy came up.
Oh yeah.
Why don't you think you would do that to a white person?
Because he straight up asked me. He's like, "You Hispanic?" I was like, "Yeah, maybe." And he's like, "Dude, I got some fish. You want to buy some?" This is in the parking lot. And I was like, "Fish? Like, what do you mean?" He's like, "I got some in the back of the truck. I catch fish every single day. And I usually sell it to Mexican people." I'm like, straight up, we'll eat anything. I get it. I understand that.
Wait, so, what?
Yeah, he says he sells them $1 a fish.
Wait a minute. Was he white?
Yeah, he's a white dude. Real nice dude. Like, really nice guy. And he's like, no, I just, usually that's my market. Like, Mexican people. I'm like, well, I get that. We love fish. And a deal, too. $1 a fish? Show me this fish.
Did you go look at the fish?
I did. He has bass. He had catfish. He had another one that I didn't recognize. But, yeah, man, like $1 a fish in the back of the truck.
Did you buy any fish?
No, I didn't buy fish from this dude's back of the truck. At first, I was like, that's a steal. Like, this is a good deal. Expensive fish inside the store, cheap fish in the parking lot.
It sounds like the guy that comes to the gas station and goes, hey, you like music? Like, yeah, got the speakers in the back.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't do that. They'll throw you in the van and kidnap you.
You think this guy was trying to get me with fish?
I think the guy was, sell you old crap, stolen speakers.
Like,
it's mostly hot stuff.
That's the first thing I thought, too. This guy has stolen fish.
But how do you steal fish?
I don't know.
Like, what
it's cookware.
You want to rob a fish store?
Yeah, or a fish farm.
But he really said that about you being Mexican?
Yeah, that's how he opened up the conversation. At first, I was like, oh, great, what does this guy want?
I'm you.
Yeah.
Walk up to me as the fish guy.
Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Are you Mexican? And then will you say,
yeah, I am.
Hey, cool, man. Hey, look, I got some fish for $1 in the back of my truck. You interested?
Do they do this at home?
No, I've never been asked to buy fish in the back of a truck.
You've never been fish solicited?
No, like back when I was growing up, like you go to the shrimp boats or the fish boats, when they come in, they sell them off the boat. But no, not a dude in the parking lot.
Like racist dude trying to give you a deal?
Yeah,
like,
man.
That's like an oxymoron. Oh, no.
All right. He was real nice.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oregon. A man was on a nice hike. He gets to the top of a waterfall. He's like, oh, perfect place for a selfie.
Oh, yeah.
And he climbs out on the waterfall. Oop, loses his balance, slips, falls 50 feet.
Wow.
Lands on a rock and breaks his pelvis.
Oh, no. Oh.
Did he get the picture, I wonder?
I don't know. And I don't know if he has his phone still because he's falling, it's woo!
Oh,
that's such
man.
A bummer. Yeah. I didn't. He needs to come up with a better story.
He does?
Yeah. Other than I was trying to take a selfie.
Oh, the video's crazy.
There's videos?
Yeah, because there's people down the bottom. You see him like, whoa!
Oh, never mind.
So someone sees him holding the phone up, and then he, I don't want to see it.
No, you don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it.
It's bad, Bones.
It's bad. I'm going to watch it again. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show it. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a toddler is alive and well today thanks to some police officers who happened to be in the neighborhood. So this dad, James, was at home with his two-year-old daughter in Arizona, and his daughter fell in the pool. He grabbed her and frantically pounded on his neighbor's door, hoping someone could help his unconscious toddler, like freaking out, not knowing what to do. Well, officers that were in the neighborhood saw him acting frantic and banging on the door, so it wasn't even his neighbors that helped save him. Luckily, the officers were right there. They started CPR on the little girl and continued doing it until she let out a cry, which is obviously a sign that she was okay.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
My favorite things on the internet are when they catch famous people walking out of their house.
Oh, yeah.
And they start to talk about all their clothes and how much all their clothes cost. I love it. Here's Kylie Jenner. This is from Page Six, walking out of her house.
Kylie Jenner took NYC by storm in a sporty outfit worth over $38,000.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just her outfit. Yeah.
The new mom wore $650 Y Project double waist track pants as a jumpsuit, adding a hint of glam with metallic purple Francesco Russo pumps worth $1,600. She donned gold K-stud earrings by Established Jewelry, currently worth $1,180. The makeup mogul then topped off the look with $165 westward-leaning sunglasses and a Rolex watch worth $34,500.
That's really
the
get
watch.
You on that Rolex.
I know. I was like, why are her sunglasses so cheap?
They're like cartoon characters.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You described it the other day like they're at the zoo and you're just watching,
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, look at the zebra. The giraffe's neck is so long. These celebrities.
Do they even know how much they're wearing?
And do they get to keep it?
Yeah.
I wonder if this is a thing or if it's loaned out, you know. Do you want to hear another one? Because they get more obnoxious.
Yes.
Am I out of touch that I think these are fascinating?
No, I'm into it.
I don't know.
Okay. Ariana Grande. She had a pantless look in New York City. Oh, boy. Brace yourself.
Ariana Grande hit the streets of New York City in a pantless look worth almost $163,000.
What? Was she in a car?
What? What planet is this? You'll see why, but that's funny.
The newly engaged singer strolled with fiancé Pete Davidson, wearing a $100 yellow Clooney sweatshirt with $1,400 Giuseppe Zanotti boots. She paired her leg-bearing look with a Louis Vuitton monogram crossbody. In addition to her new $93,000 Greg Una engagement ring, Grande brought the bling with $67,000 Harry Kotler diamond stud earrings.
So her jewelry.
Well, yeah, her engagement ring is $93,000.
And her earrings.
Her earrings are $67,000.
Yeah. I was thinking that Louis Vuitton bag was going to be the most expensive thing on her, but...
Fascinating.
That dude makes enough money to buy a $90,000 ring.
Look up Pete Davidson's net worth. I don't know. He's like 23.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know. But he's on Saturday Night Live, but...
No, I don't think he is anymore, is he?
Oh, he's not?
Is he? He's back?
Yeah.
Well, he left for a while.
Oh.
His net worth is $2 million.
Maybe they gifted him the ring.
Or maybe she bought it for herself. What's Ariana Grande's net worth?
A gajillion.
A gajillion.
Yes.
Go ahead.
$45 million.
Yeah,
she bought it.
She probably did a treat yourself.
Yeah.
He was like, apropos. She goes, I'm going to treat myself. I love those segments. I will watch every one of them on that Page Six website. When there's a new one, Mike D sends me an alert. He sends me a special one. He goes, hey, there's a new one up.
What's his name? Ariana Grande's?
Pete Davidson.
Pete, he could be making payments.
Oh, yeah.
He could have got it.
Called up, you know, Diamonds Direct. You guys want to do it? Never Gonna Get It?
Yeah.
All right, all right. It takes the average person 9.5 minutes to do this.
Oh, man.
So dumb.
What's up?
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, man.
What's that?
Oh, what's that? Huh.
What's that?
9 minutes.
I'm in.
What's that? 9.5 minutes, the average person to do this. Amy, you want to guess it?
Fall asleep.
Fall asleep, she says. Show me fall asleep.
No.
Bobby Bones.
It takes the average person 9.5 minutes to do this. Amy said fall asleep. That's not right. Let's go over to Donna in Arkansas. Hey, Donna, take a shot.
So I say brush your teeth, the whole brush oral hygiene.
Oh, brush your teeth hole. But it,
oh.
Whole oral hygiene is what she meant.
She means all of it.
The whole oral hygiene.
No, that's a lot, though, huh? No. Lunchbox?
Oh, I say take a bathroom.
Take a bathroom. Okay. Take a bathroom. You take one, leave one, my stepdad used to say. Eddie?
This one reminds me of you. I'm going to say eat.
Nah. Oh. The answer is, why does it remind you of me?
Fast. Because
you fast eater. Let's go. Bring me the check.
That's like you out to eat with
I'm
friends.
Done.
Oh. Oh, that's a social dinner.
Yeah.
Nine minutes.
9 minutes. Yeah, I've got it booked from 5:50 to 5:59, if you can fit that in.
Thank you.
The average person takes 9.5 minutes to find something to watch on Netflix. There it is. Oh. That's the answer. Nobody got it. You know what I watched last night was this documentary called Anvil. Because Eddie said, dude, you'll love this documentary. And I said, what is it
about?
This Canadian metal band. And by the way, the music sucks. But the whole point is they were almost big in the 80s, and they've been trying to make it back all the time. It's actually pretty good. The documentary, it's an hour and 15 minutes.
Did they ever make it?
I'm not telling you how it ends.
Bobby Bones is on.
Over to our video producer, Eddie. What's on your mind, bud?
I'm just asking for a friend here, but can you text while you're stuck in traffic? I know you have, like, no driving and texting rules.
Yeah.
Like, is that cool? Like, and I'm talking slow rolling traffic. Maybe even at a halt.
No.
No?
If your car is in drive, you cannot text.
Dang.
If your car has the ability to roll forward, don't be on your phone.
What if the phone's right in front of your face and you're looking at the road?
Then you're not looking at the road.
Okay.
The problem with the car is it's really big. And if you hit someone or something, it's going to hurt someone or something. Maybe even you.
I was just wondering. It crossed my mind.
For a friend.
For a friend, not for me.
That texting and driving, man, your focus is off of the road. And you're talking about multi-tons of metal that could hit somebody or something. And it's going to be expensive. And maybe not just in money. The thing that happened to me was I was messing with my radio and the car in the turning lane starts driving off. And I think that I'm not even looking at my phone. I'm looking at the radio.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, they're going. I'm going to go too. And I hit the gas and I look up and that car is still sitting right in front of me. And I have to nail the brake because I almost ran into the back of the car. So unless your car is in park, you really shouldn't focus on anything else.
So put the car in park when you're at a red light.
If you want to, yes.
To take a text or answer something.
You can. Okay. My problem at red lights too is I get honked at all the time. Because I'll be at a red light. If I'm stopped at a red light, I pull my phone out and see who called. Or I really won't do Twitter that much anymore. But I'll look and see if someone called. I'll read a text message. But I get honked at every time. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Time to go.
Yeah, I don't even think the honk at the red light's even angry anymore. I think it's like, hey, buddy, get off your phone.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, you're good. Because everybody's on their phone.
Everybody.
At a red light. And everybody should get off their phones while they're driving.
Even on traffic.
Yeah, no, I know. Your thoughts, Lunchbox?
I just thought it was funny that you get on Twitter when you're in your car. I mean, that's unreal.
Stopped? Yeah, I get on everything when I'm stopped.
You go, well, I gave up Twitter.
I did.
Like, that is...
You don't want to miss something that's trending, dude. I get it.
Yeah, at a red light. Miss it. Check Instagram.
Okay, you guys. So, yeah, share, and you guys attack me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our head audio guy, Raymundo, is in the glass room, and sometimes he does things and he regrets it. It's called...
Ray's Regrets.
Yeah, so I was at the grocery store, and me and my girl were pushing around the cart, and I see a blonde-haired girl with short hair, and she looks kind of familiar. I'm like, I'm in the South. There's a lot of girls that have blonde hair. And then it hits me. Oh, my gosh! It's Ray Lynn. Queens don't hate. At the grocery store, and so the first thing that comes to my head is, oh my gosh, these country stars are rich. What if I go talk to her? Guaranteed she buys my groceries. So me and my girl go right up next to her. I got the shopping cart, everything. I'm like, yes, she's gonna get my groceries. She's gonna get my groceries. I don't know what came over me, but last second, I was like, no, she's wearing yoga pants. She's not even got her makeup on. She doesn't want anybody to talk to her. Don't talk to her. Don't talk to her. I walked away. I never talked to Ray Lynn. I still regret that now because she would have bought my groceries.
Yeah, there you have it.
Ray's regrets.
There you have it. The Bobby Bone
Show. Here's the song from Brett Young, Mercy. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And here's Amy's kids singing Mercy. You know what's weird about this is they speak French. They're from Haiti. Do they think Mercy is Mercy?
Well, that's why this is one of their favorite songs. And they sing it every time it comes on, and they always talk about they love it. And I'm like, why do you love this song so much? Do you even understand what he's singing about? And they're like, because he's the only song we hear in Creole. He's saying thank you a lot.
Mercy is thank you in French Creole.
So they think he's saying merci, but he's saying mercy.
Yeah. During that.
They're flipping through a book. Like, we just had it on. I just put it on. I didn't want to tell them exactly what was going on because they always sing it. And so they were just, it was on. They were flipping through a book and just mumbling out the words.
Yeah. I like this song too, though. I don't know all the words either. Yeah, I just kind of yell along with it. If you're going to take my heart, just take it. Take me. It doesn't matter.
No.
Sing along with the tune. You have to get all the words right. This fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. Oh, that's a jam right there. If you go out tonight. You don't think so? Merci.
Merci.
Do they still say that? They still use it?
Merci. They speak less and less Creole. It's crazy. They used to only communicate to each other in Creole. And I'll say, like, I thought it was going to take a year, but we're 8 months in, and they're straight English to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
How's school going?
Stevenson's first few days were a little bit rough. We had some moments. But
does he talk a lot in school? Is he like a jibber-jabber?
Yeah. And then his teacher, like, let him call me from school the other day, like, from the phone. I get a weird number. I ignore the call because I don't know the number. It calls back. I ignore it. It calls back. So I'm like, I better answer this. And he's like, hey, Mom. And I'm like, what? And he's like, he was calling to tell me that he was having a great day at school and he was doing really good and saying, yes, ma'am. And I think he was allowed to give me an update because the other few days had been so rough. And so now he's like turned a corner and like.
And she let him use the phone?
Yeah, I could hear her in the background just be like, tell her you've been doing great. And he'd be like, I've been doing great.
How'd you feel about that?
I mean, I thought it was great. I love that we have that. Like, she was helping him get excited about being good and making good choices. Because when he makes bad choices, ugh.
What?
Well, he has to get in trouble, and I don't like him being in trouble.
You're a cool mom. No trouble.
No. I'm a disciplinarian.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Trust me. He's not getting away with that. You want to make good choices, you want to make bad choices. Pick now. Put out a hand. Which
can
hand
I do
is
that
it?
To you guys? Put out hands? Sure. Good choices or bad choices?
Yeah, that way they feel like they have a choice. And if he wants to choose the bad choice, at least he had the right to choose it.
And then what
happens? Then he feels like he's got the power. And then he knows that, well, he's the one that caused himself to now be in trouble. That was your choice.
Thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
There's this 17-year-old kid sitting in his house in Savannah, Georgia with his mom watching some TV, and he looks out the window and he goes, Mom, the neighbor's house is on fire. You need to call 911. The neighbor's an 85-year-old man. The 17-year-old leaves the house, runs next door into the burning house, and carries the 85-year-old man out of the house. He was asleep, too. 85-year-old man didn't even know his house was on fire.
Wow.
Wow. Not only to see it and to call attention to it, but he ran in and grabbed him and carried him out of there? Then I'm going to be like, what's happening on here? Oh, man. That's an awesome story, though. Good one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored, and you won't be using your thumb, going, ah, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Gonna go over to Amy with the morning corny. Set your iPhones every morning at this time. You'll probably laugh.
The morning corny.
What did the fungus say in the crowded elevator?
What did the fungus say in the crowded elevator?
Excuse me, I don't have mushroom.
That's pretty funny.
That was the morning corny.
There you go.
Bobby Bone, come on.
This next segment was inspired by our phone screener, Hillary. And if you call the show, she's the one who answers the phone when you call in. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
And so this song that I'm going to play changed your life.
Yes.
It's Concrete Angel by Martina McBride. So where did the inspiration for this segment come from that we're talking about right here?
It came on my phone. I was listening to it, mm-hmm. and I heard it when I was like 9 or 10 years old. And because of that song, I went out and bought her album. That was the first album I bought, the first concert I went to, and it really changed my life. That's why I'm in radio, is because of her music.
Because of Martina McBride's music, you're standing right here in front of me?
Yeah, she's my favorite artist of all time.
Wow. Of all time. You ever met her?
No. I would probably cry. That's like the one person I'd be starstruck over.
The one person? Not even Sam Hunt?
I've met him. I've interviewed Sam Hunt, and I was fine.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good looking, though.
He is.
Yeah.
He's not Martina McBride.
You're kind of obsessed with her, huh?
I really do love Martina.
No, kind of obsessed a little bit?
Maybe. Not in a stalkerish way.
Well, I know this, and I'll leave the details out, but I was in a group with Martina McBride's daughter, and I heard that you recognized her daughter. I didn't know it was Martina McBride's daughter, mm-hmm. but I heard that you recognized her immediately. It was like, oh my God, you're Martina McBride's daughter.
I didn't say that, but I knew who she was, yes. And I didn't want to be weird.
And how did you know who she was?
I follow Martina on social media, and she posts about her daughters.
And by the way, her daughter's in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And were you starstruck by her daughter?
Not really. Like, I talked to her normally.
Amy, was she starstruck?
I mean, it was a little like, I didn't even know. Like, Hillary looked at me and she was like, that was Martina McBride's daughter. And I was like, how did you know that? And then, yeah, she just knew. I mean, she's a super fan.
You're a super fan.
I am a super fan.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get her in here.
That would be so cool.
I don't know what I would do, to be honest.
Bobby, make it happen. Come on. Do it.
Do it.
Well, I'm glad that song changed your life. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That is cool to think, like, that's why you got into radio.
I know it's a depressing song, but it's a good song.
Oh, I think a lot of these songs I have here are depressing. But Concrete Angel changed Hillary, our phone screener's life. Yeah.
My life.
What the?
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, songs that changed your life. Let's go to Amy. Amy?
Okay, well, I went with one called It's a Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt. There's lots of songs that have been a big part of my life and changed my life, but this one evokes so much emotion in me still to this day, 18 years later, because when I was like a freshman or sophomore in college, my boyfriend broke up with me, and I would cry in the shower a lot, like while listening to music. And but I needed to get that emotion out. And this is one of the songs that I would cry to, but I also would use it as a reminder that it was a great day to be alive. And it's a great
day. I love the song. So know good. All the words. Yeah. Still shining when I close. It's just weird to me that you would pick a song of, you know, 19-year-old angst.
Why can't every day be just this good?
Cry with it. Cry with
it. I would lay on the bathtub floor with the shower hitting my head.
You would lay on the bathtub floor?
I'd get down and I would just cry and the water would be flowing over my head. And I would just be like, dramatic. Turn it up.
Okay, so cry with it though. Like cry singing with it. No, reenact it. Okay?
I would just sing, laugh. Sun still shining. Close my. I mean, it would be like that. My roommates would be like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm just having my therapy." But to this day, sometimes if I know I need to get that out, I can put that song on and it'll help me get out whatever emotion I need. But then it'll also make me feel good because it's just a great day to be alive.
There you have it.
Woo!
How long you been married?
I've been married almost 12 years.
Yeah.
Why?
Just wondering. You really snap back into that.
I'm curious.
Spot. Yeah, just a spot. Okay, thank you, Amy.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Anytime.
When I was 12 years old, what's love got to do with it? Tina Turner.
Yeah. What's love got to do,
This song made me realize why people like music. Because not a lot of music captures my attention and is like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But I heard this in the car driving to Chicago with my family, and I was like, this is amazing, and this is like emotion. Like, you can feel her feelings. Oh, it's so good.
He loves Tina Turner.
Her feelings.
Hey, he says things how he thinks them, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I think. You feel her. Don't you feel her?
I think we all feel different. Like, mine's a John Mayer song, and mine is Stop This Train, because it was the first time I ever heard a song where I was like, that writer is, like, speaking in my language. Like, he's saying words and thoughts like I think words and thoughts, like, ever in my whole life. It was like,
stop this train.
It's because he talks about,
so scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young.
And I was like, man, I'm only good at being the youngest person to do things. What if I have to catch up? And I was like, this guy speaks like, that's where I become a John Mayer fan, like, listening to his words. The first ever songwriter that wrote words that I felt like I was also thinking. And so I was older. I was in my 20s. But I was like, whoa, like, music's taking a new spot. Like, that could come from me. That's what that felt like.
Stop this train.
And he's a little bit older than I am, but were they kind of the same age-ish?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have same sensibilities, if that's the thing, too. We're both odd, peculiar. Yeah. Morgan, number two, what do you have? What's the song? You're 24. What is it like? I don't know, Britney Spears?
No, it's actually Baby Girl by Sugarland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why this one?
It's just kind of, when I was growing up, I always wanted to get out of the city and I wanted to pursue whatever dream I had. And this song was always like, you can do it and you can do whatever you put your mind to and it'll be okay and your parents will understand and life will be okay.
Look at you. Make me smile.
Well, I love you more than anything in the world.
You can, Morgan, number two. You can do whatever you want.
Thanks,
still
Bobby.
Time.
Are your parents proud of you?
Very.
They ever listen to the show?
Yeah, they do all the time.
Do they get mad at me whenever, what you said do to her?
What? You interrogate her.
Oh, do they get mad at me when I interrogate you?
No, I mean, they think everything's funny. They'll call and be like, oh, you remember that segment? I'm like, yes, Mom, I was sitting in the room when that happened.
Dang!
Wow, smart.
Yeah, right?
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The New York City Public Library is helping people prepare for interviews for their jobs. At the Riverside Library on the Upper West Side, if you have a library card, you can also rent grow-up accessories, which help you, including ties, briefcases, and handbags.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when you go into a job interview,
you can look professional.
You can look professional. If you can't afford that stuff. And hopefully then you can afford it. And they say, hey, if we help you out, maybe you give a tie back or something at some point.
Yeah.
And they hope for this to spread through New York and then through the state. And hopefully, if it works, other libraries will do the same thing. Isn't that pretty cool?
Love it.
Was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Wonder how many parents will relate to this one, and if so, you can call 877-77-BOBBY. This girl, Caitlin, she's 6 years old. She was allowed to order a Barbie from Amazon. So her mom says, this is how you order the Barbie.
Just one, yeah.
Just one. You pick the one you want. But she decided she wanted more, and she ordered herself $350 worth of toys.
No. Yeah. Later, I mean, now that she knew how to do it, and she got her mom's phone, she's like, I'll take that, and I'll take that.
Yeah, so the mom shared a picture of her kid standing beside a stack of packages from her recent purchase. 3 pages of things had been ordered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the six-year-old, a little scammer in the making.
Yeah.
Mom's got to get LifeLock for her own six-year-old. Yeah. So, didn't your kids do that?
Yeah, on their tablet. It wasn't items that were delivered to the house, but it was stuff they bought on their tablet. Stuff they would never even use. They were just clicking on things like, you know, software. Oh, that's like $20 for some, you know, app that does something that they have no clue how to use, but they were just clicking on it. And I opened up my email because I get a notification, and I had like 20 emails of purchases ranging from $3.99 to $20. And I called Amazon, and they were so kind and removed everything.
Let's go to Steven in Iowa. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're talking about kids, and they get on the computer, they get on the phone, they buy stuff. What happened with you?
My son, who's now 4, at 2 years old, happened to buy about $175 worth of stuff off my Xbox Live account.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So, wait, he's 2?
Well, now he's 4, but when he was 2, he knew how to navigate to the store with the Xbox controller and happened to make purchases for games and that I had already bought disc-wise and movies. And yeah.
Wow, what a gifted 2-year-old. That's what I say. Already figuring it out. Hey, thank you for that. Hey, Tiffany in Arkansas, what you got?
Well, I've got a couple stories, but my first experience, my oldest son, who's now 13, he must have been probably about 4 and, you know, wanted to play games with my phone all the time. So when I had upgraded, I gave him my old phone. And being an inexperienced mother of a child working in electronics, I did not clear my password and everything. So he went into the Apple store. I was at work. He was home with a babysitter. Went into the Apple store and just went crazy and started downloading games. And I started getting email notifications, you know, iTunes purchase for this and this. I mean, within 30 minutes, he's at $100. Luckily, I called, explained the situation. Obviously, it was not the first time they had heard it, and I got all my money refunded.
It's not the first time they had heard it. They probably have people just for this.
Yeah. Kid shopping on line 2.
Hey, thank you, Tiffany, for that in Arkansas. I appreciate that. That's funny. Hey, Jenna in Oklahoma, one more. You're on. Thank you. You good this morning, Jenna?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, what do you think? What happened with you?
My son got on there and his Gigi's Keurig broke on Christmas, and the day after Christmas, he bought her a Keurig, and he needed a new tablet, and he bought himself a tablet, and it was a little over $500.
Okay, oh my goodness, so his
Gigi's
grandma's
be the grandma, right?
Coffee maker.
Yeah.
And he, well, listen, what a heart.
Yeah, I'm that's so that. Thoughtful of him, first of all.
Grandma's Keurig breaks, and where does he go? He goes to buy her one.
So nice.
Yeah.
That's funny. Did she get to keep it, or did you take it back?
No, we took it back. Uh-huh. He had already got one for Christmas, but he knew that she needed one, so he was going to get her one.
And good for him.
The best one,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Only
probably
the best.
And all the cups. He probably got her like a year supply of the coffee cups, too. Dunkin' Donuts coffee cups.
He had everything. He said, gee, I bought you a new coffee maker. I bought you some coffee to go with it. Mm-hmm. And she said, we need to talk to your mom. And sure enough.
Well, thank you for that story. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you.
Show.
So Lunchbox mentors a kid. He doesn't like to talk about it because he's always like, I'm tough. I don't do nice things. But he does. Like he mentors a kid. How old is the kid?
He is in second grade.
8.
Yeah.
So you can tell him what happened.
So I was at mentoring the other day, and I don't know if they're just learning about this whole 911 thing or whatever, but we're walking by like I guess it's the information desk where a receptionist usually sits during the day, and there's a telephone back there, and he runs back there and dials 911, and he called, and they answer, and he's like, I just called to say what up, and he hung up the phone.
Oh, no.
What'd you do, mentor?
What'd you do?
You probably told him to do it.
Exactly.
They both laughed and ran away.
I'm just like, do it again.
No, I'm just like, you did not really just call. I'm like, oh my goodness. And they call right back. I'm like, no, everything's good. But then they had to send a cop up there.
Boy, yeah, you answered. Everything's good. It's okay.
An adult man answered.
Nope. I know an 8-year-old just called, but it's all right.
I know I'm an adult man, unknown, with an 8-year-old. All good here.
I promise I'm not dangerous. I'm a good guy.
Trust me. That's no teeth, Keith.
All good. I had the best mentor, too. He taught me everything enough.
Good thing you answered that phone, Lunch.
We'll be at the park.
I mean, what is I supposed to do? And I mean, oh, man.
My stomach hurts. So he calls 911. They call back. You answered.
They say, is there a problem? I said, no. And I tried to explain the situation. I'm the mentor.
What was the situation? You okay? Explain it.
Said, well, look, I mentored this after school program, and I'm the mentor. That's my mentee. And I guess they're learning about 911. And he just saw the phone and he called, and they're like, and I'm like, everything's good. And they're like, okay. And they sent a cop up there anyway, just to make sure.
So when the cop arrives.
Oh, I didn't handle it after that. That's when the head of the program has to deal with it. I don't have to deal with that. Like, I was like.
Did you mentor your kid anyway afterward about that and what happened?
Well, I was just like, you can't do that. Like, you're going to get in trouble. And he's like, no, they tell you to call 911. And I was like, and so now he's suspended for a couple of days.
Oh, no.
From what?
What?
From the after school program. Because you can't do that.
He got suspended?
Absolutely.
Can you go rogue mentoring?
No, I can't go rogue because they pick up on the school bus and everything and bring it to the facility.
Amy brought up a great point that was totally laughed over because we're all laughing. Lunchbox was mentoring a kid that got suspended on his watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys.
You should have gotten suspended.
You can't blame
Dude,
me.
Dude, you're suspended.
I am not the one that picked up the phone and called 911. Oh,
you have to start putting that probably in your application to mentor.
Like, you're a permanent record. Your mentee got suspended from
mentor.
So,
tell us about your past experience.
Oh.
Well,
got a kid kicked out of mentee class.
That kid's like later in life, like it's wherever. So what are you in for? Well,
it all started.
What happened?
He's like, well, it all started back when I was in second grade, I had this mentor named Lunchbox.
Dang, dude!
Oh my gosh.
Dang, dude!
Yeah.
Do you tell your kid about the gang you're in, Little White Criminals?
No, I haven't told him anything about that. I'm trying to teach him respect and how to respect others. Keep your hands to yourself.
Hands to yourself. Wait, okay.
All right.
Yeah, treat others how you want to be treated. Things like that.
Okay.
You try to teach him that. And you got to do, like, in the second semester, we'll do SMART goals where they come up with a goal that's specific, measurable, attainable, and traceable.
Specific, measurable, attainable. Oh, you forgot the R. What's R? You didn't do R.
You forgot
reachable.
Yeah.
No, reachable.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I think I said reachable.
Okay.
Well, no, because that's attainable. I don't remember. Okay. But
you don't remember the rules?
No, it's something like that.
If you forget, just call 911. They got all the answers. That's funny, man. Bobby Bones. Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Gotta go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.